Hello and welcome to episode 1 of the iOS and VoiceOver tutorials with me, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. So we're not actually really going to be covering any gestures in this tutorial. We're going to rely on Siri for the most part to give us what we need. However, I will touch on two gestures later on to do with tapping and selecting. But well and truly, the gestures and learning the gestures will start in the next episode. This episode, however, is all about turning on and off VoiceOver and the three main ways to do that. So we're going to assume that you're a blind person, first of all, who has been handed an iOS device. Doesn't speak, isn't very accessible. How do we get VoiceOver on so that we can actually use it? VoiceOver being the screen reader by Apple, which they advertise as an advanced screen reading solution, and I have to agree. Now, the first method, and arguably the best method, to turn on VoiceOver when you've been handed a device that isn't speaking is obviously Siri. Now, I've started this tutorial with VoiceOver off, just to make it all fair and square, and the screen is currently locked, and I'm holding the device in my right hand because it's a phone. The location of the home button varies on devices. Mine, it's in the bottom. Some of them, it's a button on the right. Some of them, it's a button on the top. It's generally relatively easy to locate if you just have a feel around. First of all, run your thumb along the side and a finger along the top. If it's not there, chances are it's on the bottom and you'll feel it probably slightly indented. It is for mine. It's like an indented round button. To activate Siri, you hold down that button. Now, it's important to note that, on my device at least, Siri doesn't give a sound response when you activate her without VoiceOver on. And just to take a quick pause here, I will refer to Siri as a female, simply because I have a female voice on it. Some people might refer to Siri as a he, or an it, or an alien planning to take over the world. Whatever your preference, it's just the way it goes. Siri is Siri. Just remember to be nice to your artificial intelligences. So the way we activate VoiceOver is by holding down the button to activate Siri and giving Siri the command. And like I said, you hold down the home button. I'd say wait a second and then speak your command. Once VoiceOver is on, she will give feedback. And at least on my device, when a command has been issued and she stopped listening, the phone will vibrate. So I'm just going to demonstrate turning on VoiceOver. So I'm just resting my thumb on the home button and speaking as I press it down. Turn on VoiceOver, please.
Okay, VoiceOver is now on.
There you go. And then to turn it back off, we just hold down the home button again and turn off VoiceOver, please.
Okay, VoiceOver is now off.
And as you heard there, she gave sound responses while VoiceOver was on. That's the first and by argument easiest method of turning VoiceOver on and off for any kind of system, whether it's your own or someone else's phone that you've been handed. There are other methods, of course, though. So the first one is the arguably recommended route, and you can get to the VoiceOver settings by going into your settings app on your home screen. On the older iOS devices, your VoiceOver settings will be in Settings, General, Accessibility. On newer devices, it has moved. You now go to Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver. Same method, just different devices. Apple likes to update these things, fair enough to them. There is obviously the quicker method would be to, first of all, I'm just going to unlock my iPhone by pressing unlocking the device. There we go. And arguably my favorite method is just to use Siri to say open accessibility settings, please, and it's just come up on the screen, the accessibility settings, and then you as a sighted person can scroll through to turn on VoiceOver or other features that you want. Now, I'm actually not going to turn on VoiceOver through this screen. I'm just going to go back to the home screen and lock the device for the moment, because that's all I need that for the moment. While you are in the settings screen, though, or the accessibility screen, as a VoiceOver user or otherwise, there is a second setting that you may be interested in, which is our third method for turning on VoiceOver. And that method is the accessibility shortcut that Apple has integrated into their devices, which is an absolutely fantastic idea. And this is the idea that you can triple press the home button to turn on or off a function. Now, this doesn't just work for VoiceOver. You can set it up for hearing aids, for VoiceOver, for visual effects, anything you like. I use it for VoiceOver for obvious reasons. And again, it's just in the accessibility part of your settings, whether that's in settings general accessibility or whether that's in settings and then accessibility. Again, by far best method, ask Siri. She'll go ahead and do that straight for you, no problem, no questions asked. And you simply double tap on the accessibility shortcut if you're a VoiceOver user, or if you're a sighted user, obviously you just select it and then you select what function you want. When the function is on, which I have it on, so I'm just going to demonstrate how this works. Again, the device is locked in my hand, and my thumb is resting on the home button, and I'm just going to triple tap it. 1, 2, 3.
16, 8.
And she's popped up.
Try again. Passcode field.
See, that this is unfortunately mine is shush, mine is a fingerprint reader. Uses a fingerprint reader to unlock, so if I'm on the home screen resting my thumb on the fingerprint reader, she thinks I'm trying to unlock the device. So I'm going to go ahead and unlock the device just for ease's sake. There we go. Bring VoiceOver back on and shush. Okay, again, getting back to what we were saying though, to turn it on and off, you triple tap or triple press the home button, whether that's the one on the right at the top or the indented one at the bottom, like it is for me. So VoiceOver's on at the moment. I'm just gonna 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
And she's off. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on.
VoiceOver
messages.
On. And as I'm saying 1, 2, 3, I'm pressing the home button with my thumb. You could do it with any finger you like. Me personally, the thumb is just easiest. So that is how you turn on and off VoiceOver. And as you can hear, that sound is the sound you get when you lock the device. Hopefully you found that useful. It's particularly useful if you need to silence VoiceOver for lectures, things like that, in work or things like that as well, and you can't use Siri. That's what I use the triple button, triple press of the home button for. It's particularly useful if you can't use Siri for whatever reason, maybe your internet connection is down and such. So that is an introduction to VoiceOver. As you heard, mine has the Irish Siri female voice. I've slowed her down to hopefully be clear for the tutorial, and we're going to get on to gestures in episode 2 and exploring the lock screen. So I will see you then, and this is Nathan Smith from Nathan Tech.